We have the third and final part of this awesome George Romero series, 1985's Day of the Dead. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. How's it going, everybody? As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. I really hope you've enjoyed this series, because I know that I have. We are on to the last part of the George Romero series, and also my favorite film of this series. Day of the Dead came out June 30th, 1985, and premiered in New York City. The budget for the third installment of the Dead series was $4 million, and $34 million is what they took from it from the box office, which is a hit if you were not aware, especially for the horror genre. The director and writer is the same person as the last two films, so if you want to find out the movies George Romero has done other than these three, you have to go to the Night of the Living Dead episode from 1968, our first episode for this series, to figure that out. The summary for this awesome film comes to us from the internet, so make sure to listen up. Here we... Trapped in a missile silo, a small team of scientists, civilians, and trigger-happy soldiers battle desperately to ensure the survival of the human race. But tension inside the base is reaching breaking point, and the zombies are starting to gather outside. That summary is definitely not too bad, and is a reminder to send me your summaries of these movies because I might pick them in my episode. But enough of that, let's get into the cast of this film. First off, we have Sarah, who is played by Lori Cardile. She does a wonderful job in this film, and you can find her in stuff like No Pets from 1994, Milkman from 2015, and also a short film called Help Me First from 2016. Next up, we have Terry Alexander, who plays John. You can find him on stuff like Conspiracy Theory with Julia Roberts and Mel Gibson from 1997, Double Platinum from 1999, and also The Dark Offerings from 2021. Moving right along, we have the jackass who no one likes. He goes by the name Rhodes, but he is played by Joseph Pilato, and you can find him in Wishmaster from 1997, definitely a favorite to a lot of people. A show called Beetleborgs that is like a different Power Rangers. He's in 36 episodes of that show from 1996 to 1997, and also he's in Pulp Fiction from 1994. What a good movie. Go check him out. And next, really, the only other character that I really want to bring up is Bub the Zombie. He is played by Sherman Howard, and he has a pretty impressive catalog of all the different shows that he's in, even if it might just be one episode here or there. So you definitely need to go check his catalog out and watch some of the shows and look out for him. That is it for our cast. Now let's get right in to the third installment of George Romero's Dead series and what I think about it. This movie has some very iconic scenes. The most memorable is the hands reaching out of the wall to grab Sarah. Both this film and Dawn of the Dead starts with a woman sitting on the floor with her back to a wall, and I don't know if that's just something George Romero liked. These movies just get better and better with acting, in my opinion. The zombies also look more and more gross with every film as well. You can literally see $27 of the budget getting flipped up in the wind in a scene that's showing the empty city just before showing just how unempty the city really is in the beginning of the film. So make sure to keep your eyes peeled back so you see that small detail. The characters from the beginning of this film do not know how to work with each other at all. So it is intriguing to see how they're going to react to each other throughout the film. But also, because it's a zombie film, you also are kind of rooting for them at the same time. It makes a lot of sense to have a character who has trouble killing zombies because they struggle with the humanity of these zombies. They see the human in these zombies. They don't see the zombie. They don't see the living dead. So I do like that they put this into the film, that there is a person who mentally can't handle this because they see this zombie as a human person and not really as a bloodthirsty person. So I do love that. I would probably struggle with that part as well, if I'm being honest. The idea for the film really works well, because it would definitely make sense that scientists would be doing this in case of zombie, in case of a zombie outbreak, if it did happen. The zombie on the autopsy table that starts to get up in Dr. Frankenstein's office is an awesome and gruesome scene, and one of my favorite scenes in the whole Dead series. The zombie Bub is a cool zombie, and he is a zombie that you definitely need to see. This film is probably one of the most fun films in the series. The rest of this film, of course, you need to watch for yourself. Horror Spoop rates this awesome film 7.5 out of 10. That is a whole half more than Dawn of the Dead. Do you agree with that? Let me know in the Horror Spoop group. I look forward to hearing from you. So let's just jump right in to our filming locations. We are not just stuck in Pennsylvania for this one. We are also in Florida, just like in the film. The abandoned city that I mentioned earlier is actually Fort Myers, Florida. The fenced-in compound is where they land the helicopter, and that is also in Florida. More specifically, that is in Sanibel Island, Florida. And also, we have one place in Pennsylvania. The underground mine and the underground facility is located in Wampum, Pennsylvania, and it's now called the Gateway Commerce Center. Now, if you live in the Pennsylvania area or the Fort Myers, Florida area, then go and find those locations. And also, take a picture of them on Instagram and use hashtag HorrorSpoop so I can see those locations as well. But to me, that is enough for our filming locations. Let's just go ahead and jump right into our trivia. All the extras who portrayed zombies in the climax received for their services a cap that said, "I played a zombie in Day of the Dead," a copy of the newspaper from the beginning of the film, the one that says, "The Dead Walk," and $1. Now remember, Dawn of the Dead extras from our movie last time was given a t-shirt, a Dawn of the Dead t-shirt, a donut, and $1. So do you think this was upping the ante, or do you actually think that they lacked on that? Could it be because George Romero wanted more of a budget, so he was trying to save money? Could be. I don't know. But I definitely would think a Dawn of the Dead t-shirt is definitely what I would want more. But that's just my opinion. You let me know what you would want more. On the special edition DVD, director George Romero claims that this is actually his favorite film out of the original Dead trilogy. And I have to say, I agree with George Romero. I think the writing is really good with the action, with the gruesomeness, with the score. I think the score is wonderful too. I didn't even bring that up. But yeah, I do. The original script, for which George Romero couldn't get the budget for, involved the scientists living above ground in a fortress protected by electrified fences, and the military living safely underground. It also involved a small army of trained zombies, and the conclusion to the trilogy more brutal than the release version by far. This later became the actual basis of Land of the Dead from 2005. I have actually never personally seen Land of the Dead, so let me know if I should watch it. According to Laurie Cardill, the first attempt to shoot the beginning dream scene when the zombie's arms suddenly spring out of the wall and attack her resulted in the fake wall and many of the actors behind it toppling over on her. The wall ended up needing a complete rebuild. This time, it needed to be more stable. That only took 2 shots. Like, I am actually very impressed that it only took 2 shots to make that. Because it just seems like George Romero is a little too, like, I don't know. I want to say too much of a perfectionist. I don't think that's really true. But I kind of feel like getting only two takes of that, and the second one happened to be the perfect one you wanted, that's pretty impressive. Or, again, did it have to do with the low budget that he was given? I don't know. But I think that's a very difficult scene to get away with, and I think they did a great job doing it. During a vacation break in filming, makeup artist Greg Nicotero used the realistic and gruesome model of his own head, as seen in the laboratory scene in the film, to play a practical joke on his mother. If I was his mother, I would beat the crap out of him. But also, Greg Nicotero is also the maker of The Walking Dead, and also one of the makers of the Creepshow series that you can find on Shudder. So, go check it. Especially the Creepshow series. Go check that if you haven't. Shudder is also definitely worth getting into. Here is a little info on one of your filming locations. Underground scenes were filmed in a former mine shaft located near Wampum, Pennsylvania, converted into a long-term storage facility for important documents. Though the mine maintained a constant temperature of 50 degrees Fahrenheit, its high humidity played havoc on the crew's equipment and props. Mechanical and electrical failures were a constant problem throughout filming, and caused several of Tom Savini's props to fail during filming as well. Despite these failures, Savini was nominated and won the 1985 Saturn Award for Best Makeup Effects. The remote location also complicated transportation of crew members and equipment. Cast and crew would often sleep in the mine overnight just to avoid the time-consuming travel to and from the shooting locations. Again, go and find that filming location if you can. Tom Savini is a wonder to have working on your film and also acting in your films, because remember, he was an actor in Dawn of the Dead from 1978. The large column building in the opening scene filmed in Fort Myers is now an art museum, and it also used to host the annual Zombie Fest known as ZombieCon. And I really think it would be cool if they still did that, and I think we should all get together and make it happen. What do you say? Let's do it. The zombies' moaning, groaning, growling, and roaring, and feasting sounds happen to be played by the voice of the talented actor Mark Dodson, who played the voice as Salacious Crumb, Jabba the Hutt's sidekick and court jester in Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, in 1983. They were not all done by just sound effects, and that is so awesome. And as a Star Wars fan, that is really awesome to know. All the military men have beards to appear that they're already given up shaving for this time, with the exception of Captain Rhodes, who still shaves and preserves his military looks. Although this could be attributed to the character's military discipline, it could also be interpreted as a sign that he refuses to face the reality of this situation. As mentioned twice by Dr. Logan, all signs indicate that there are probably the only people left, yet he still cares about looking like a proper officer. That is a good theory, and I have not really thought about that. He is a character who they really got me into hating. And the last scene with him in it is pretty freaking wild. And I'll say lastly, George Romero stated that he wanted the gore content to be as brutal as it can appear on screen, so badly that he accepted getting the film's budget slashed for the sake of keeping the film coming out as he envisioned it. And that is why we love George Romero, and that's why he deserves the series from Horror Spoop. He really enjoyed what he made, and he didn't really want to compromise when it came to what his vision was. And we salute you, George Romero, and that's kind of why I'm in love with Friday the 13th, but I don't want to do a Friday the 13th series, because the maker of the first just wanted it as a cash grab, and he didn't really even care about his story. That's why I don't really care to doing the series, even though I love the series. So, thank you for listening to our trivia. Let's get right into our taglines. We only have two taglines for this film, so let's get right into it. The first one is, "The dead have waited, but now the day has come." The other is, "Prepare yourself for the darkest day of horror the world has ever known, Day of the Dead. Which one do you pick? The question will be made in a voters poll in the Horror Spoop group, so make sure to go and vote, and also join the group as well while you're at it. Do you agree with my rating of this film? Let me know on the Horror Spoop group as well. The end of the questions are the end of the episode, and I have enjoyed this series so much. Let me know if you enjoyed it. Let me know if you want more zombie films. All that stuff. The next series that I am going to do is an exorcism series. So we are going to be doing The Possession, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and The Original Exorcist. I hope you're excited for that. The upcoming series is going to be awesome, and as always, I am Eric Lewis. This is Horror Spoop. Please enjoy your week. See ya. Thank you for listening to this little here podcast. Make sure to follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and also tell your friends about this podcast. This is Horror Spoop.